Okay, we're up to the Vav Amud Aleph, four lines on the top. So we had Yoyde and we had Malkus. Now the Gemara will dwell on what's Yoyde and what's Malkus. We learned Yoyde, the first reigns are called Yoyde, and the second reigns are called Malkus. What is the word Yoyde? What's the Shadish of the word Yoyde? Shemoides Abrias, it guides the people. Lahatiach Gag is saying the rain season is about to come and indicates them. Yeah. That indicates that the roofs, that rains are coming in, so they would cover their roofs again. Oh.
Here we go.
We just said it started.
Just said we're missing you.
Ulahachnis as Pedersein to bring in their fruits, Velasis Kotzachain, and take care of everything else they need to do before the rain season comes in. Says Rashi, Yoide Revia to share the first rain that you read it by my Cheshon. That come down the Cheshon Kilakam, and Lomanikir Yoide, why is it called Yoide? Shemoide tells them, Lahatia Gagasein, Betiach Kol Sheltit. Covering it with cement, it shouldn't drip into the house. Let it dry. You better bring it in. What else is this? Anything else you need for the rain? You know the words. It fills the ground, satiates the ground, and mashke atoim, and it gets it all wet, all the way down to the toim. Upgrund. Shneimer says, Tlomer Rave, you fill up all of its furrows, Nachas Gedudel, that you give Nachas Gedudel to its people, and Birevivim Timoigeno, and with its drops it melts it down, and Tzmecha Tavarech, and its growth, it gets benched. That's where it's Moide. Moide is Merave. So, Grashi Shiye Benachas Vachim Ashme, Yede Ka'odem Shemoide Timide Benachas. The person teaches the students calmly. Dichsiv. Sorry, that's next Gemara.
If it's only a small rain, which is like a warning to them.
No, it says a small rain. It's the first rain. Was it light?
First?
Nothing. Don't do light or strong or anything else. We'll see it in a minute. Just do the first rains.
If it's a warning to them, now's the time to prepare your roof for the heavy rains that's coming.
Don't do that. This is a rain season. This is the first rain. There'll be 100 such rains, so you better now. One rain might not cause you damage, but 3 or 4 or 5 of these.
I was wondering, how then does it seep down all the way to the
Tahoe? Nobody's anything about like.
The first rain doesn't necessarily do that anyway.
It does.
No, we'll see. It starts. Dovid acha yoida, she yoided benachas, it goes calmly, if any year doesn't come strong. Doesn't come strong. Rashi. Yoida benachas, v'hochim ashma. Yoida, where does the word yoida mean nachas? Rashi, you know what yoida is? Ka'odim shemoidle tamidu, a teacher. A real good teacher is benachas. Even though we normally say that a teacher should be zreik moder l'tamidim, here we say it should be benachas. It says divrei chachamim benachas shmaim, and Rashi is using that for a teacher and to a student rather than to each other, which is interesting, because this now divrei chachamim benachas shmaim is not talking about a teacher and a student. So what's takip shot that a teacher should be benachas? Inami, this is very interesting. What's a taich? Another taich, the word nachas. Loshen Chayitz, that Yoida means to throw, right? It means an arrow. Aholibich, you know about an arrow? It goes straight. It's inflexible, doesn't go in different directions. And that's where the word Nachas is. Nachas means Dibachom Benachas Neshmo, or like he says, but he's saying that the word Yoida Benachas, Nachas does not mean calmly, Nachas means accurately. Direct, yeah. And And the last thing is, Loshon Achas Shemiskaven LaOretz VeEinu Yoyde Bezaf, that intends to come down to the ground and doesn't come down very strongly, comes down normally. What's the third Pshat Rashi? I'm not sure.
Bezivri. To see what the Targum uses, because there are three different Shavashim here.
Yeah, the second Pshat Rashi is interesting as well. Yeah.
Interesting what the Targum uses.
Next Rashi, Tlomer Ravek Shat Merav Talmud Chadisha Shel Eretz Yisrael. This is interesting Rashi that this is somehow another only Eretz Yisrael, and the rest of the world. What happens there? These rains. Oh, it says here that most Rashi don't have the word Yisrael, but this vort that every country has their rain season, and the first rains are called Meida because of all these things here, Yeda. So why does Rashi say that it's Inyan of Yeda Eretz Yisrael? Nachlu Yudea b'nei Odom ha'inu p'shadim b'gidat p'shad p'shadim 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 Oy, einu yoida. Maybe yoida means a bad thing. Shemashi has paid us to throw down the fruit. So mashi does rain and it floods the crop. Umashi gives the lunas and it floods the trees. The Mefarshim already asked, how can that be when it says in the Pasuk, Tarashim Ita Yoyle Malkus? So it's part of the good thing. Unless it, you're supposed to like stop the Pasuk in the middle and start saying, but if you don't listen, this is what happens. Tam Elohim, it says Malkus. So Ma Malkus Lebrocha, Malkus is, we know, for good. Af Yoyle Lebrocha, for good. Freddy Gemara, how do you know? In a Malkus, maybe the word Malkus comes from Shemapilus about him. Mal, we'll see, Kosh, we'll see later, that comes to break. Maybe it comes to break houses. Or Mishavas, that breaks trees. Maybe Malkus is also bad. Or Mal is Haskayim, and lifts up the locust. Tamalayme, Yoyda. No, if you know from Yoyda, that Yoyda is Ma, Yoyda, Brocha, Malkus, Brocha. No, that's our question. How do you know Yoyda is good? It's a circular reasoning here. The Chsi, because there's a Pasuk that says, if an Eksi, Yoyn, Gilui, the people that see him were happy, Vasimchu, Vashon, the Kechel, the Friden, Kinosan, Lachem, Es Hamoida, let's duck. He gave you the Moida. For tzedakah, the yoyded lechem, and he came down. Geshem, moide or malkish b'rishon. So we see that since moide was given for tzedakah, so we see that which is rain. So we see that rain is a good thing for your tzedakah. So, and then it says the pasuk moide malkish. We know that they're all good. Okay, right to the gemara.
The pasuk is an inyan because if you're doing the
rotzon
Hashem,
I just answered that. Yeah,
rotzon Hashem. So what's pshat that is bad?
Yeah, it says why
don't you learn from Hayim Shemaya?
No, that's
not.
No, if you're thinking about it, you have to learn. What's the question in the first place? It says Hayim Shemaya, then it says Menasati Tarashim Ita Yoyda Malkus. It's all good. Yeah, so we would have thought that we break the pasuk in half, as if to say Menasati Tarashim Ita. Stop. But if you don't listen to me, then Yoyda Malkus.
The Itam is that the whole bracha is in the Itam, and that's it.
That's it. That's where it ends. Maybe we would have thought.
That'll be the right season.
Why would
you? The Itam, and whatever you need from the rain, the Itam and sun, that's the bracha.
We thought that's where it ends. Yeah. So do you want to bite? Tara Mami Lent. Yoyda is the Marcheshvin and Malkus ben Nissan. After Oyma Yoyda, Marcheshvin and Malkus. You say Yoyda comes down the Cheshvin and the Malkus, the last rains are in Nissan. I ain't know. Maybe Ella Yoyda be Tisha. Maybe the rains start early Tisha. And Malkus goes out later and be Tamal Leim. It says be Toy. It says in the Pasig, when Sabbath is going to be Toy. So that was saying when Sabbath is going to be Toy. So we know that what? At the right time, and we know the best rains to start at Cheshvin and finish in Nissan. What's the Shadish, the word Malkush? What's the word Malkush? The word mal is to break. Dover, shemol, and kash is the roughness or the toughness of the Eden. Dover, shemol, that breaks kash. You're saying, she saw the toughness of Eden. They do tshuva. They'll do tshuva because they're not visit after Zayn. Shemol, tana, dover, you know what it means? Mal, kash. Shememale, tevua, bekasha. This extra rain makes sure that the tevua is full of stalks and covers and that everything grows to full height. The masnita Torah Brice, we learned dover she yoded ala melilis. It goes on the stalks there where you usually crush with your hand the seeds to come out, and the ala kushin on the straw. Rashi is like four lines and white lines. Dover
one word, you have three vertlets.
Mal kush. It's well, making it two words.
No, I'm just saying it's interesting how in Lashon Kodesh you can do that. You can take one word and break it into so many different options.
When it doesn't come down, chayzin yisro b'tshuva. The tshuva is anly fast, but ois in tzedaka that gives tzedaka. Melilais, Rosh Shaboilis, Shadam Mail Biyada. This is the head of the stalks. That's what we should do last night. Tzedaka. This is the head of the stalks. Shadam Mail Biyada. The person rolls in his hand. You can see what it says. V'ketafti meluyadcha. If it's ready, you roll in your hand, and the seeds come out. V'koshin kana the reeds. Shemalit fuva b'kasher u'mashlima fills it. Don't know what I don't know what I learned. Yoides ben Mar Cheshvin or Malkus ben Nissan. Before we had a half minute Tishrei and the year, nothing more says. After Omer ben Cheshvin, Ela ben Cheshvin. Maybe it's even later Kislev. Talmud Lema says be Itoy in his time. Yoide Malkus, Ma Malkus be Itoy. Just like Malkus in its right time, which is Nissan. Af Yoide be Itoy, which is Cheshvin. Tanya Ida. We're going to throw another Benaisa. Yoide ben Mar Cheshvin or Malkus ben Nissan. That Yoide comes down in Cheshvin and Malkus in David Amei. That's what Amei holds. How about the Chachamim? Aimrim Yoid is be Kislev. They hold Taka. The rain season begins in Kislev. Man Chacham, who is Chachamim? Amar Rab Chizda. That's Kol Rab Yosi. That's Yosi's opinion. The Tanya we learned. Eizo he devia the shine. What is considered the first rain? Habechida. The first ones is Bishloisha. The third be Marcheshvin Beinis. The second one is Bishuvai. The seventh of Mar Cheshvin and Afelo. The latest ones is Shiv Osaboy. The 70th even Amed. Says Rashi, Hi Deviya Ezes Maravia Bechida. You shine the first. What do you have to tell me? There's a first, a second, a third. He says the first one is Gimel Cheshvan, then Zayin Cheshvan, and then you have Shiva Asabai. What's the point of all that? We'll see. Let's do it fast. Let's see what we have to do. Yehud Gimel Zmanik Shem three different times. I fail Achar the last Kima Kiyah fail as Hena.
Even if it comes as late as Kislev,
we didn't learn Chom. Yeah, we'll see about fasting when you start. When the Yichidim and Misanim, you know, if it doesn't rain by this and this time, you have to fast. Some people fast. Who when? Which rain? It's always the third rain. So according to the Meir, the third rain is the 17th of Cheshvan. However, Rabbi Yehuda, Shiva is the first rain. Uve Yud Zayin is the 7th, Shiva Asa B'Cheshvan. And Uve Esen V'Shloisha, the 23rd, is the third rain. And the Rabbi Yisir says, he's the latest, Chachamim. But Yud Zayin is the 17th, the 1st. Esen V'Shloisha is the 23rd, the 2nd. Uve Reish Chodesh Kislev. So according to him, the rains don't really come in until Kislev. So Chachamim, Rabbi Yisir. You don't fast till the third rains, and Achi Yigia Rosh Chodesh Kislev, until Kislev comes in,
and there's still no rain.
They all go by the same name. The three sets of rains. I'll say later on. Shlishi Shlis Anu, the third set of rain is for fasting. Since this man Shlishis is Chaydish, Yechidim shouldn't fast. Yechidim is Chasidim. Who are these Yechidim? Who are the individuals? These are Chasidim. That's when the Yechidim begin to fast, not the Tzibur. Because according to Rameir, the 17th of Cheshvan is the third rains. The Stam Masis Rameir. Since he holds that Rosh Chodesh Kislev is the last rains, the last one, Chachamim, Yehuda
Bekislev. But if you say
everything
should be
Kislev,
Sikunov. But is it enough if it rains in this first period and is it meant to be
Is
it meant to be a break in between all these dates? Or is it only for you to know if that
no,
come
well,
in,
we need it to just these three dates all have something to do with something. The first date, Bepashtus, according to many Rishonim, not all, is when you start asking for rain. That's the first season. The second one wasn't asking men what it is for. The third one is for Misanin. So it's all relevant. So anyway, the first rains is Gorem 17th, 2nd, 23rd, and the last is Chodesh. However, Amema, Masal Chizda, Baholish, Amema said, this what Chizda said, the Halach, it wasn't about this, about something else altogether, which we already had before. Bishloisha, Ma Cheshvan, Shoyin, the Shamim, nothing to do with Shoyin, and the third day of Cheshvan, he asked for the rain. Rabbi Gamliel, the 17th, by. It's the 7th that we start asking for rain. The two things are linked. The shaylin and the seasons for rain, are the two linked or not two linked?
So what's the saying? What is meant to happen in Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, but we already had yesterday. Hold on, within Eretz Yisrael depends during this Zman Beis Hamikdash. You waited, and that baraisa that said that you start after Sukkot is even like today. It should start straight away. I told you last time, a lot of these things are showing him wonder why we don't follow anything in the Gemara. Here also, big machlekes, the Rambam and others. Weiter. Kamanoz, Lahadatanya, who follows the following braise? Rabshim, Gamalayim, Gishamim, rain, she yardu, shivas, yamim, ze achazer. Rains that come down in 7 successive days, atamayne behen, you can count, levia, the shayne, the shneer, oishlishis. You can count the first and the second, or the second and the third. Who holds it only 7 days apart? From either end, command can be AC. Can be the mayor. Why can't it be the mayor? The mayor holds that the second one is 7th, and the third one is the 17th. 10 days. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the first one is 7th, the second one is 17. They're 10 days apart. It's only Rabbi AC. The first is 17, then 23rd, and then Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And you don't count the 23rd. You start from the 24th. Or of course, some other shining 23rd in the middle of the day, and it rains in the middle of the day the next time. Rashi. Zayin Yom Zechazeh, Shehir Lekshom Achar Terei Uposko, Wad Yem Shvi Stapt, the 7th day, the Yod Zayin Yom Zechazeh, but another, Atamayne Behen Yishayin Vishniya, Oy Shlishis. Kid Rabbi Yisi, the lead Beid Rabbi Yisi, V'hochi Havet, that's how it works, Behen Yishayin Vishniya, Shniya, Oy Shniya, Shlishis, the Yishayin Vishniya, Zayin Vishniya, Chol Gimel, Zayin Yishayin 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 Im, Shnayim Yimeriya. The first lot, the 7 days, include the rain days. The Chav Gimel Ad Lamed Zayin Yomim Below Yom Levi Achreina, but between the 23rd and the Chodesh, it's a Chodesh Mole. So therefore, you don't count the last day. Kula Tanoi LaHavi Hachi. All other time can't be that I made. Damed Shoyin Begimel Shnei Bezayin Like a Benzul Zulah Before. Or Meshil Shishis is Yomim. Also 10 days. Both ends is a problem. Well, Rabbi Yehuda Bein is Shani Yomim. At least between the first and second is 10 days. Even though between the second and third is only 7. Al Meshil Shishis is Yesh Yesh Zayin. There is 7 days. That's when you start asking, like later on. Says in Rabbi Rabbi Yisi, like Rabbi Yisi, 17, 23, and I need to know when the first rains come down. Lishol, to know when to start asking. Shlishi, I need to know the third one. Lis anas for the chin befast. What's the point to tell me about the second set of rains? Rashi, Rishayin, Elisha, Mikan, the Eilich, with Saint Talamot, Shlishi, Lis, Anashim, Leo, Dusham, Adzman, the Vishnu, doesn't rain till then, I feel the Pamachli once, Miss Anin, Hayechidim, Shani, Bechan, Mishi, Vishani. Provided never rained. Omer Abzeda, you know, we need to fall in the Dodim. When a person makes a net that he goes after when people talk. If you say when the rain season starts, I'll do this, you mean the second rain. The first rain, you can say, people will think, it's not part of the plan, it could be one rain, a single rain. When do they say it's a rain season? They see the second rain. That now we learned. Somebody said, "I make an edit. I'll do till the rain season." He has to wait until the second season comes down. I ask myself, "I'm having any hanor from this thing?" Until the rain season.
I have to explain to you what's the pshat of a nezer painted.
That's a good question. I don't know. It's pretty obvious. You have to wait people talk. Nobody calls the first set of rains as rain season. The second should become adrachim. You know why the second? Because now it's rain season means it's nasty, it's more muddy. It doesn't get muddy, as you said before, it doesn't get muddy straight away in the first rains. It dries pretty quickly. The ground's very dry. It's the second rains when the ground already is saturated with water that is just sits there and puddles and everything. Because there's two. Mash matrei. It can't be the first. The high nude division is the second season. That's why. For the olives. Now we learn. What do you mean the olives? You have leke, single stalks fall down, two, not three. Shikha, you have the bundles that fall down that you leave behind. Or pay the corner. When can stamp people come in and say, I won't come back anymore and I can take it? Once these namushes we had in the already, who walk around, these old people will soon see, who keep on, who check up so thorough. After they go through, no poor person will waste his time going back there. But what about the pedet when it comes to grapes, individual grapes that fall down, or when it comes to cluster that only have one row of grapes? When the aniyim go down, when the aniyim go back and forth, then you know there's nothing really left to come, nobody will bother, then anybody can walk in and see what they can find.
So that's very, very late in the harvest season, that price. Clearly you're collecting Tishrei and the summer and Elul and all this harvesting fruit. All the way to
Cheshvan
to allow
Aniyim
to come in.
That's not the Aniyim. This is not an Aniyim. It's going to allow the after the post Aniyim. When can the average person who's not an Aniyim walk in? Because everything is Hefke. When all the Aniyim are Yayish. So this is after. Bezeisim by Allahs, Mishatei to be Ashnia. When the second lot of rain comes down, then everybody assumes that poor people went through nothing the field, left. Nothing left. Exactly. Mind the mushes. What's for these? The mushes. I'm reyechin the savi. The altam eden. The ozli atig. They walk on sticks, and the mushes mean they're tapping. When you walk on a stick, even the something on the floor.
Why would
it's hefker. They have the right. They can also take it, but they're no different than anybody else because everything becomes hefker. The shlok is no. The mushes means.
Every year. So hang on, so if I'm a balabos, I've got a farm and I'll do my harvest. And once the aniyim have come, why? So
anything on the floor is hefker. Everybody has a right to walk in. How long do you have to leave if you have a fence there? How long do you have to leave it open? I'm not sure how it works. Let's see if Rashi says anything. I'm not sure how long you have to leave it open for. Look, Rashi.
No,
it's rain anyway. Yeah, yeah. Maybe do for a week. You know, there's no tzedakah. We're no longer
it's
aniyim.
It's not for Ashirim. It's not for stamp people.
Which Ashi would go in to look for a few berries on the floor?
You'd be surprised.
I would be very surprised.
You'd be surprised.
Rashi, kolod v'fil ashirim. Rashi uses the word ashirim. There's nothing between an oni. There's no middle class in those days. Either you're an oni or an usher. Peret like tepoy lachirecha like sitel sifartim menu. You should glass grace. Mishiyochan the mushes means those who touch everything. According to Rabbi Yochanan, is the old people who walk on the walking sticks. And according to the Shlokish, it's if one group after another group went, then by then there's nothing left. Besada the Mekam Evan Yarn is Yash Shani, they all gave up Lefisha Yoidin, they know Nisha, like Jeropei, and the Mush is not in the world taken away. The Mush is Lush and Masha touching. Misha Yelchanim Bekerim, the Yavoy Klemer, Shaloktu, the Chazru, Bo, Pam, Shneer, they went back and forth twice. Vahashta, Maschid, that Tayanim, all other poor people, Mesir Das. Misha Telvi, Shoin, the Adhe, he Shaita, Lokta, Kur, must take everything. Those are Tigra Hulchid, Benachel, go slowly, Umain, they Tfe, and they look everywhere. The only thing is, by the time you walk on sticks, you can hardly see. They're walking is with a stick. He usually takes his family with him. Everybody else gives up. So do you want to write? You know what you need to know second season for Levaya Pedish Shvis, when you have to get rid of Pedish Shvis. That now we learned, Ad Mosai Nehenin, till when can you enjoy, and then the surfing, but Tevin, a Kasha Shvis, you have to burn it, Achetet Vishnia. When the second lot of rain comes down, the animals no longer eat in the field, that's when you have to get rid of in the house. My time, the reason, the Sivan, the Puzzle, Hendel, the Chayas, Kozman, Shechaya, Oichelas, Besada, Kozman, the Chayas are out there in the field, roaming around, Hey, Ochel, of Hemtechaba Bayas, you can feed your animals. In the house, kola lechayim and asade kaleim hemdchol abayis. Once you finish, there's no more of this particular item. Every item is different. You have to look when it's no longer in the field. Then you have to get rid of it in your house. Big machleis are showing you what to get rid of means. You just need to make it hefker. It means you have to physically destroy it. Rashi, no Rashi. Amar Abu, my losh revia. What's the word revia? What's the word? Leviya, dover shereiva esakaka. Leviya means something that impregnates the ground. Rain is considered the husband of the ground. Shenemar, as it says, ki kasha yedid hageshem v'hashali min hashemayim. The rain is still not coming down from heaven. And v'shamal yosha doesn't go back. Kim hidve esa oretz. It satisfies the land. V'hayli dover hitzmicha. And it gives birth and it blossoms. So therefore, the rain is like a chasson of the thing. Amar Rabbi Abu says, "Revia l'shayna, how much should it rain the first time? Kedei shetated bekarka, that you come down in the ground. Tefach, that what? That what's revia l'shayna? It should moist the ground up to a tefach. Shnia, the second one, it should be that's proper rains. The second one should be so moist that it turns this dirt into mud, to brick. Kedei loga b'chavad, you can make clay out of it, a cover for a barrel." That's how the water drenched the sand. Ono chizik shami rain kishiyodu yelogu men v'yachavas ein behem mishavotze. If it rains that much that you have what enough that you can make clay and you can make a lid to a barrel, then that thing which says v'otzer shemaim, I'll hold back. It's no longer a klolav. Anything less than that, even though the ground is wet l'tefach, is still a klolav v'otzer shemaim. Otzer shemaim doesn't mean it doesn't rain at all. It can rain a little bit. That's also kishiv v'otzer shemaim. The Amar Achil Chizah said, "Kshamim rain she yardu that came down koyin of Va'atzar, ein behem mishum Va'atzar. If it rained before the season of Va'atzar, there's no longer Va'atzar. What do you mean? If it rained before you davened in shul in the morning, I mean, you said Krishma. If it rained before you said the words Va'atzar, and rained, then that day you know there's no Va'atzar. Says Abaye Lo Amran Ela Koyin of Va'atzar. We're talking about if it rained at night. At night is a good rain because then it sits on the ground for overnight, and it drenches the ground, but." If it only rained in the morning, it's a wasted rain. Because the sun comes out, dries all up. So then if it rained before the va'atzah in the morning, it's still va'atzah. The clouds that you have in the morning, the clouds that you have in the morning is worthless. The chesiv, it says, what should I do for you, Ephraim? What should I do for Yehuda? Why? Because you guys are not good enough. Because the chazdechem, that any charity that you do is kanan boiker, the clouds or rain in the morning, which is worthless. It doesn't have any lasting effect. So we see that clouds in the morning are no good. People usually say, when they open the doors, mitre, and see that it's raining outside, they say, bar chamra, you put away your donkey, moich sacha, close your sack, no point in selling wheat this year, because it'll be all abundant. If it rains early in the morning, it means it'll be a very wet season, and it means there'll be abundant supply of wheat, and there's nothing to sell, because everybody will have wheat in the backyard. Like I just heard on the radio last night, there'll be a ton of avocados in the market in the next few weeks, it'll be very cheap.
Why, big crop?
Very big crop, too big of a crop. You better start liking it because it's cheap.
I go very well on chocolate biscuits.
Oh.
Speak to the experts.
Like Kasha.
You have to get that one here. That was recorded for all time.
That's right.
I hope he goes online and plays that back.
Loi kasha. Hod the kote be'iva, hod the kote banana. It depends. If it's thick cloud, then it's good. If it's light clouds, like a little drizzle, then it's a waste. Kedashi. Rashi, kshamim b'levira shayna, about 10 lines above the white lines. Im boi kokach shenim, the kai comes wet, yof in hain, it's good, and so they don't have to fast. Log of abichavish, a shayses, min amayim, it drips from the water, at shenasa, tituach, kokach, it comes so soft, she yochel lasses, me gufas, chavim, make a lid for a barrel, but like, tais, you don't have to add any water, ain't bem, mishim, va'atz, it ain't zuk, klala, shal, va'atz, is no longer, you know, included in that klala, koi, de va'atz, a kain, is man, kish, before the elaine, kish, but chsib, be va'atz, is shemaim, af, apichal, yirav, shemim, no, didn't rain a lot, avil, yardu, koi, de va'atz, the tafra, yesh, bem, shiva'atz, hoivle, yardu, be'ayim, ben, yofle, not good for the world. Lesbahu mashasha ve'ein shenosim is bereches. It's not a good year. The chazachem kanam boikish aim a mamish worthless. Mitra b'mitra bar. You open the door. You aim a boik in the morning. Kishen pais chem apsoch like this morning. You open your door. It rained outside. You kapal achamer shemoichet fu the one who sells the guy who travels around his donkey to sell a peddler a sack. He can close up a sack. Lichonis lishulish and go back to sleep. Neisha hashenam is bar. Hashanam is berech. He will be blessed. V'yisoyve boil bizat v'lo yistakev b'mitchit tvoasa. He won't make a lot of money. Amal Yofan is good, so he said it depends. Got to be even in this kashu shemayim abim anovim on thick clouds v'lo klushim nothing ones ain't ben mishum vatsa. The got to be nanashi klusha is ma'av ain't ben mamish nothing there.
So you
might have eaten. Amal Rav Yehuda tov. What is he? Amal Rav Yehuda tov l'shasa the tevis al malta. The best thing for the year is if tevis has no rain. Late in the winter, there's no rain. Why? Ikadamni, one opinion is the reason is like baide tarbitza, that the gardens are not full of water. We'll see it actually interesting what it means. Ikadamni, loy shaka shutfuna. Because if it rains a lot, then the wind will blow them away. Here, the winds won't blow them away. Rashi, what do you mean? Tovel is ashra, praiseworthy. Claim it. Tovel yes, Hashan, it's good for a year. The tovet armalta, tevis armalta, shank shamiyadibo lahabiz, there's no rain in tevis. Ikadamni, loy baide tarbitza, look at that shazir. Harbitzes from the word harbotzes ha-toyder, spreading toyder. If it doesn't rain teva, that means it's not too muddy, so the bochim can go to yeshiva. Oysen mekoymish and marbitzen ben toyder, tarbitzes are those places that have yeshivas. Einon buddhas are not empty. Mipnei shadrochim yofin hein, it's not muddy and wet, so the roads are all right, accessible. V'holchin ha-talmidim emokim lemokim lumok toyder. So baidi means from the word pust, a bur, what do you call it? Yerushalayim and Tarbitzi is spreading Torah, so it won't be Pushka because that's not Loshen Al Shachinim. We're talking about Poshet rain. Le Baide Tarbitzi Gani the garden. Sheini Gedein La Remayim Kigain Kashinin. Certain Tvur cannot grow if it's too much water. So Le Baide the gardens are not pushed because it wasn't that drenched. Le Shakel Shutfana Ain Hashidof and Neches the winds and they don't really grab a hold of them as Dabig Betur and stick to the Tvur and ruin the Tvur. You tell me that it's a good thing if it doesn't rain. Freddy Gemara. The best thing for the year is the Tevis is middle of Alta. It rains so much that it's muddy and everything else. Like cash, not a problem. If it rained before, then it's all right. If it rained before, the way Rashi learned first Pshah, then it's not all right. Then it is all right. If it rained before, then we don't want rain in Tevis. You already had your rain. Now just mud. If it didn't rain before, then you need rain. We'll take it whenever it comes. The Tevis will also be happy. That's what Pshat Rashi, which makes sense. The other Pshat Rashi just learned a hepich, and he doesn't explain what the hepich is. And the Sasemis and others try to work out what it is because they mean so chin. V'amar al-Chiv Chiz said, "Kshamim sheyod lo mitzvah medina. Part of medina has rain. Part of medina has already done. Part of medina has not rain. Ain't behem v'shavatz. It's not a drought. There's no v'atzer there because you can always import from another side. That's why today in the world you don't really have fast days and all that because you can always import." Ain't even more not so exceed. It says that Megama Noichi Menati Mechemes Hageshem. I will prevent the novice cursing them out. I'll prevent the rain from coming down. But Oich Loisha Chadotzim for the next 3 months, Litzir, for the harvesting. Then Vim Tarti Ali Rachel for Lech Leam. I'll make it rain in one city, and that's part of the Klala. And another city won't rain. That's all part of the Klala. And you're saying we hear that it's a good thing. And that section didn't rain, all dry up. Stay in the klala. Say we will rain, say we won't rain. And you're telling me it's a good thing. Once it rains, once it doesn't rain, not a problem. Like kasha. If it rains a lot, then where there's no rain is a drought. And where there is a rain, it's all ruined anyway. Or it comes, if the other place comes normally, then it's a bracha for both places. Omar Rav Ashi, they can approve the receiver. It says, Timter. Timta is more than just allow it to rain. Tehei makamata, the whole place, the ground should become full of rain. When the raindrops come down, it's like a chasen greeting a kala. Rashi, who's the chasen, who's the kala? It says Rashi, chasen, three lines at the bottom. She yarded kolkach so much that she haketipen neifelas yoytz acheres ubelet kinegda. Another drop comes off the ground. They're all running towards each other. Now, most of Shoyim learn that the chasen, the kala is. The chasen is the drop on the ground that goes to greet the kala. And they all ask a question, and some of them ring to the chim. We just had the murder before. The rain is called the chasen, the ground is called the kala. And here we're saying that the rain coming down is the kala, and the drop coming back up is the chasen. How's that work? But the others say it's not the ground, the chasen, it's the drop of the rain that comes back up. So if we're still talking about the rain, within the rain, you can break it down further. What bracha is big machlekes hashoyim? This is an individual bracha, and we bring that every time you see rain, you should make a bracha, but without b'shem malchus. Because some b'shem hold that every time it's a bracha on the individual, and some say no, it's a bracha on a tzibur after a tainus if there's a drought, not stam if it rains. But others say no, the first rain you always have to make a bracha. It's like the first trees you have to make a bracha when it blossoms. So the Moravite, what's the fire? My brother was bracha. You brought moidi manach lechashon kena kol tibet tibet shiradlan. You brought down to us. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Bahachi concluded ilafinu malah shira kayyam shira nekam galov ad al yazmun. Only the majority will like kol adois. I'm Rabbi Emo Kela High Dois. I'm gonna pop a hikha there for Nimanina to Bible say both. Kela High Dois, but Rav Hadois. No, the Havmin was Rav means the majority. Now that it says Kela High Dois, we know Rav doesn't mean majority, Rav means plenty. You say both. Kela Dois and Rav Hadois. It means plenty of Hadois. Hakel shall call Hadois, mashma. Okay, we'll stop here.